Is there a voice you know that if you heard it in a crowded room, you would hear it and know who it was? My best friend from college always reminds me how loud I was when we first met and became friends. She is more the quiet type and I am more, well, loud. I come by it honest because my dad is the same way. He's tall, for one thing, so if he's in a room, you can find him, and I guarantee you'll hear him. His voice carries, and he's often louder than anyone else. I know my dad's voice. You may be thinking of someone like that in your life. The sounds and voices we connect with and know become guides for us in a way. A baby knows the sound of its mother's voice. A mom knows the many different cries of her child. We were watching a documentary on penguins, and it's amazing to see, as one penguin sits on the nest and the other goes to get food, how they come back together and find each other in the midst of thousands of other penguins. This is no simple task. Each penguin pair knows the specific sound of their mate's cry, which brings them together once again. They hone in on the sound and frequency they know. We are surrounded by many voices. Do you know the Father's voice above the rest? John 10:4. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. I love John chapter 10. In it, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees about the good shepherd and his sheep. Of course, the Pharisees didn't get that the good shepherd is Jesus. Most of what Jesus had to say went right over their heads. Jesus is the gate, he is the way, and he is the shepherd who knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. My girls know my voice. If their eyes were closed and they only heard my voice and a stranger's, they would follow mine every time. Jesus makes this same point. The sheep will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Do you know the shepherd's voice? Voice recognition comes from hearing it so much and being in connection with the sound of someone's voice. We can simply recognize it without even trying. It's in us. It's like a beacon of light in the night that directs a ship in the ocean. You hone in on it and nothing else draws you in like it, unless your attention is divided and your heart and ears are listening more to the stranger's voices than that of the Good Shepherd. If it's been a while since you've talked to the Good Shepherd, get acquainted with his voice. Be still. Quiet your thoughts. Listen for the shepherd's voice. It's the soft one that becomes so clear the moment you silence the noise. Listen for what the Father has to say. He loves you, and he is waiting for you to listen. That's the truth. Wherever you are, right now, God is speaking. Stop and listen for the Good Shepherd. When you do, you'll find rest for your soul. I'm Lori Klein.